There's an extremely insightful thing around Ramban, the end of Bo, which is quoted by many of the Bawi Musar. Now, it could be there's no shmooze on it. It's just such a insightful thing around Ramban. We had to read it for the Hashkafa. But we'll try and find a shmooze on it too, to be yaitzi. So let's read the Ramban, the beginning. Start from the beginning. It'll take a little while just to read it through, just to get the beginning. Va'ata omer l'chol klal b'tam mitzvos rabbis. I'm going to explain the reason for many mitzvos. Hinei me'eis ha'yois ovei gedulim ba'odam. Once the start of avodah zarah in the world, mimei enosh, that's from time of enosh, it's in Bereishis. Heichalu deos nishtabesh b'emunah. So they started these wrong opinions in emunah. Mehem koyfen be'ikr, there were those that Bechlal denied that God exists. For omam ge'odam kadmam, the world just somehow evolved, came by itself, was always there, no one created it. Ki chashuv Hashem, they denied Hashem. Ve'yom elohu, that's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, lohu, that Hashem doesn't exist. Umehem achishem v'di'asa, brought this other people, they admit there's Hashem, but they don't believe Hashem has knowledge of what's going on. For Umru, and this is also a pasuk, and Tilum Echa Yada Kel, how is it Hashem knows? V'esh Das Be'elyon means that there is no knowledge in Shemayim. Umhem Sheyode B'Yedia, some people say Hashem knows, Machishim Hashkacha. In other words, Hashem knows, but he doesn't care, so therefore he doesn't take an involvement. V'yasu Adam Kedaga Yom, just like fish. The Ramban, this Ramban seems to be saying that Hashem leaves fish to the laws of nature because they're not important. So if one fish lives or dies, not important. So therefore, it's just left to us called Hashkacha Klali, not Pratis. So she has Shliach Keil Behem. So Hashem doesn't watch over each little teeny fish. Anyone onesh Ashkar, there's no reward and punishment. Yomar Ozev Hashem Sorry. So Hashem left the world. Whereas Hashem doesn't care about the world. Okay, so there are three different apikorses. One, that the world wasn't created by Hashem. Two, that Hashem doesn't know. Three, is Hashem knows, but he doesn't care. Okay. Because she yirtzu lakim ba'ado be'edo o b'yachin. And so if Hashem cares about a group of people or an individual, v'yasim o'em mo'yfeis b'shinei minag sh'olam, the tevon will go something against the laws of nature, so that slugs up all three opinions. If Hashem makes this amazing miracle, Moira shows that there is a God, Mechacha, who created it, and constantly creating it, and he's aware of what's happening, and he's paying attention, and he's having hashpa on it. He has the ability. So against all the different apikorses, it slugs up. And even better, if a Navi told us originally it's going to happen, he's buying more things are proven. Amitas and Navua proves that Navua is true. Kidabril Kim is Adam. The God is the Vod of Anavim. Proves that Hashem tells the Navim what's going to be. This guy means that Torah Kudon. That proves the Torah. The idea that Hashem would come from Har Sinai and tell the Torah. Okay. Pilchein Yoimar. But Moisim Antida, Ki Hashem, Ni Hashem, care of hearts. And Moisim proved that Hashem's there. The Horet Ashkacha, it proves Ashkacha Pratis. Kilo Osam, the Mikrim Kedaitim. Doesn't need people to act Mikrim. Other Psukin, Mantede Hashem in the Horet, Hashem owns the land. The Horet Ashkidish, Hashem creates the world constantly. Came Shalom, Sheberosha, Shebara, Meai, and Hashem created them from nothing. Bamar Bavorate, the king Kamoni, Bechol Oretz, Oretz Ayacholetz, Hashem the ability, Shuka Bechol. Aim Yaakov, Nomad, Gostab, and Kim Koza, Ohio, Hamitzriim, Achishim, Omistapkin. Because in all these different Amunah, the Mitzriim denied. Okay, Vaisim, Vaisim, Magdoidim. Okay, I'm reading a little too fast. Eidim, Namonim, Namunah, Tabori, Vatar Kudo. Okay. Okay, let's start here. No wait. Ubavor. So there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom of the first page in the split where the first the page is really three parts. So Ubavur Kiakosh Baruch Hu Lo Yasa Oisum Oifet Bechol Dor Bein Kol Rosh Koifer. Now in every generation you have Rishon Koifrim, that are going to go ahead and deny all these Ikrei Amuno. But you can't expect, and it's not, Hashem doesn't want to have to do a neis, a moifes, for every Rosh or Kofer to prove that he's wrong. So therefore, Yitzhav, Osana, Shanasa, Thomas, Yikaris, Hashem gave a mitzvah that we should remember the moifes that were done in previous Torahs. For us, that we saw, and after Gadara Benayna, we'll tell it to our children, Ubenayim the Benayim, that they'll tell it to their children, Benayim the Dor Achron, will give to every generation. Therefore, very macro of these things, Moshchai of Karet, Bachi is coming, so therefore, Pesach, this Karet, because since it's a moface, it's the Yisrael of Amunah, so we're very chomer about it, but if it's a Pesach, Karim Pesach, it's also Karet if you don't bring the Karim Pesach. The history of Shenifta of Komashinir and Enu Bielso, Sumoisim, Ayodenu, that we put on tefillin on our hands, Abenenenu, that to predict of also Piskei Abatim and Mezuzas, we write a Mezuzah. Pishinaski, that Befainu, Bepinu, we mention this in the Davenik, which Omar, Emes Viyatsev, Deraisa. We say Emes Viyatsev, we're talking, you see a Smith Shrine in there, so it's a mitzvah Deraisa. Moshe Kodaman, Tiskaris, Yom Tim, Mitzvah Shrine, Koyim, Echayacho. Also to remember, okay, the Kenko Kiyaj Mitha, Mitzvahs Rabbos, so many Mitzvahs, Echers Yim Mitzrayim. Fakol Yas, I call Bechol Adaris, Edis, Boisim, Shayishtok, Vlayyeh, Pistron Pen, the Koifer, the Hakar Shemut Chavim. All this is that the Koifer should not have the ability to be Koifer in all these Apikarsis. Okay, now here's the, now we get to the Shmuz. Ki Akaine Mezuzah, a person goes ahead and buys a Mezuzah. He spends $1. I guess the mezuzah in those days weren't so expensive. That's not the shmooze, by the way. But okay, so chiddush, that mezuzahs weren't so expensive. So a guy buys a mezuzah. The cover bepisco, and he puts it in his doorway. And he has the kavana, doing the shem shemayim. Kfar hoide. So with this action, this one little action, he's hoideh b'chidush ha'olam. He's hoideh that Hashem created the world, and He constantly creates the world. The yediyas ha'boire, and Hashem knows what's happening. U'b'hashkacha, and he gets involved, because in other words, in the mezuzah is the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all the yisaydis of the Muna, he's admitting begabin nevuah, and he's admitting to the idea of nevuah, because like we said, because it's the nevuah that Hashem told Moshe, what's going to be the Moisim, before the Hemin Bechol Pinas HaTorah. So he's admitting everything in the whole Torah, therefore. It's also being murdered, Hashem does chasodim, took the Tzad Mitzrayim. Ha'otzim Ritzayno. Sha'otzim Ya'otzim after the Cheres. The Kovet Godo, this goes, Avosayim HaChafetim Yishamayim, and he gives the tremendous covet to the people. Therefore, Chazal, the Mishnah says, you should care for a small mitzvah. Shekulam chamura, it's chaviv as ma'ayin. Okay. What are the shmooze? Besides that, he's saying it's a very nice Ramban. It continues also very nice. But he's saying, when you go ahead and you do this one little action, you take a little a mezuzah, you spend one zuzah on it, and you hang it on your door. You know, one big deal. You take a nail, you knock it on your door. So with that one action, he says, you're doing so much. You're moide in the Bias HaOlam. You're moide that Hashem knows. You're moide that there's Hashkacha Pratis. You're moide that Hashem gives Schar V'Einash. Now, what is the value of this being moide? So it seems from his piece that this is to stop the Koifer. And he says, the line right before this, he says, V'lo ye piskon peh le Koifer. In other words, there's this person who wants to be a kaifer. Now he's going to stop being a kaifer because you put a mezuzah on the door. Now, how does putting on the mezuzah on the door stop him from being a kofer? Because he said, with everything that mezuzah entails. Now, when he says that you need that the person does it in his kaveh binyana. So I don't think it means that the... So who's the kofer and who's putting up the mezuzah? In other words, it says we have a person who wants to be a kofer. He said before also in the piece that the Hashem doesn't do oisim for every single rasha and kofer. So we have this rasha or kofer, that they have this rasha or kofer who would be a rasha or kofer, would be a kofer, but Hashem gives the mitzvah a mezuzah, and that stops him from being a kofer because of all the mitzvahs that are entailed in that mezuzah. That's what the Ramban is saying. So who is this kofer? So it's, I don't think it means it's somebody else, because you don't see, I'm not misspoiled, you know, he says it has to be that you put up the mezuzah with the right kavana. The person, if I see you putting up a mezuzah, I don't see your kavana. So that doesn't have any hashpah on me. So apparently it means, and that's Pashup Shat, the person himself. You know, if you have an individual who, if there wouldn't have been a mitzvah of mezuzah, he would have been a kofer. He would be a piskon peh, a kofer. He has a desire. Piskon peh means that he's looking, he's searching. He has a yetzahara, he has his tivus, he has a negiyah. So he wants to become a kofer. Or like you said before, he's a kol rasha kofer. Person has the potential, the kayach, he's going to be a, he's on the road to be a rasha and a kofer. What does he do? He puts on a mezuzah with the right kavana. Puts the mezuzah with the right kavana. So now he's doing a statement which is saying that he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believes in Hashkacha, he believes in Hashem has idea, and he obviously, and therefore he won't become that kofer. So I'm assuming that when he says that he does it with kavana, he doesn't mean, it doesn't sound that way, that he's, this is the person is this, he knows Kabbalah, and he goes to the mikveh, and he has tremendous, spends 5 hours of kavana before he puts up the mezuzah. We're talking about a potential kofer, not the world's greatest tzaddik. What he means, you have a regular person who goes ahead, and he's on the verge of becoming a kofer, and to be lahakish amuzakim, and then he goes ahead and he puts up the mezuzah, and he does it with the, you know, with a, as a mitzvah, and that goes ahead and stops him from becoming a kofer because of the tremendous, because there's so much in that putting up the mezuzah. So, to me, this was a tremendous finish. You know, when we put up a mezuzah, or we say in the davening Kriya Shema, we say mention Mesias Mitzrayim, Emes V'Yatzif. Or when we go ahead, or we put on tefillin, so we're really being mechazek our emuna, because I put on tefillin, I'm not going to become a kofer. I'm going ahead when I put on tefillin. I'm going ahead and I'm being mechazek my basic emuna. I wouldn't have thought that. Okay, I'm doing a mitzvah. Very nice. I'm doing a mitzvah. Hashem said there's a mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin. But to say that every time I put on tefillin, every time I put up a mezuzah, I'm being mechazek in my heart, the basic premises of Yiddishkeit, that I believe in Hashem created the world, and I believe in Yudias Hashem, and I believe in Hashkacha Pratis, and I believe in Nevuah, and I believe in Schar V'Einesh. But that's when every time we do a mitzvah, we feel that way. So what I think, what he's saying, is that apparently it's true. In other words, we don't realize there are hashbah that are brought about. It's like a subliminal message, so to speak, by actions. We don't even realize the hashbah that we're doing on ourselves. Every time the Hashem put into a mitzvah, it's not mystical, it's al pi seichel. This is what the mitzvah means. The fact that on a conscious level, we're not thinking about that, that all these, when we put on tefillin, when we put on mezuzah, when we say Kriya Shema, when we mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you say it in Kiddush 50 times, we're not thinking about all these, we don't stop to think, oh, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, So that means that Hashem created the world. Zeches means Mitzrayim. It means Hashem knows what's happening. It means that there's Hashkacha Pratis. It means it's Nevuah. It means Charvonish. We don't stop and think all those things. But the Maisa, that is what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. And we're thinking Yetzias Mitzrayim. So on some level in our brain, maybe in our subconscious, maybe in our, whatever, some level, I don't know if it's, how sub is, we understand what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. So when every time we do a mitzvah, which is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we have that hashpa. And therefore, that's what he's saying. Even though, yes, we might, if without these mitzvahs, we would be liable to be a kaifer, because we have a negiyah. That's what he says, piskon peh. There's a person, piskon peh means we want to be a piskon, v'lo yeh piskon peh a kaifer. We want, there's a desire to be a kaifer. Person who's a kaifer, you can go ahead and do every aveira. There's a certain tremendous yetzahara. So we would, a normal person, without these mitzvahs, what the Ramban is saying, that I don't think he's talking about tzaddikim, he's talking about an average Jew, a normal Jew, without all these mitzvahs, it's tefillin and mezuzah and kriyishma, he would very likely become a kaifer, because he has a negiyah. It's a tremendous negiyah to be a kaifer. And the hashpah, we don't realize the hashpah of putting on tefillin every day, the hashpah of a mezuzah, knocks into our heads the Yisai de Amuna. So it's a hear and a shmuz in the power of maybe it's the subliminal messages that we're actions that we're not makshiv. We don't view, we don't think, well, what's a big deal? For sure, even we learn Musa, saying, it doesn't do anything to me. I don't, there's no effect. And then shorty, it's filling. It has a hashpa on me. It has any, it changes me. It makes an effect on me. But the Ramban is saying, a Yisoid Gadol, that people are mushba from what they, even though on a totally conscious level, we're not really paying attention to what filling means. But since on some level we're aware, so it has a tremendous hashpa on us. And it keeps us away from the worst aveiros, which is a chiddush in the understanding how actions have hashpa on a person. Okay. I just want to read the end of the Ramban, because it's, I don't know if it's a shmooth, but it's just a yisai. The last paragraph of the Ramban, it says, Umin anisim agadayim ufursamim, from the big nisim, other modem nisim nistarim. So that shows us that there must be nisim nistarim. In other words, the fact that Hashem did major nisim shows that there's hashkaka pratis, and Hashem does nisim nistarim too. Hashem does a desire and has the ability to do major nisim, so he also will do nisim that we don't see. Shehem yisayin atar kuda. Now here's a very powerful line, which is quoted in many Muslim svarim. She'ein la'adam chedek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. That's pretty strong lashon. I don't want to translate it. That a person does not have a chedek in Torah. It's like he's like a total apikoyres. He's not Jewish, right? That's what it means. She'ein la'adam chedek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shenamin, until he believes, b'chod v'reinu, that everything that happens to us, and v'reinu, also whatever happens, shekula nisim, everything that happens is innate. Ein ben teva, there's no laws of nature. U'min hagel sh'odom, nothing happens just because we got a flat tire, because that's a minik, okay, went over in there, they got a flat tire, minik sh'odom. Ben b'rabin, ben b'yochid. Whether it's to the individual or to the rabbi. And what we should realize, if you do the mitzvahs, you get reward. It's one in this world. And if you punish, you get punished. Which is an amazing thing, because he's saying, just from a hashkava point of view, that a person is not chedek b'toras Moshe unless he believes this. I suspect that there are very many people who do not really believe this. even from people that, you know, I mean, the world runs out b'derech ha'teva. Okay, maybe reward. Okay, the reward, the main reward is an item haba. Everyone knows kar mitzvah b'hayah meleka. They're not a reward. This world runs according to the laws of nature. You know, that's basically. Okay, next world, okay, I understand next world there'll be reward and punishment. But in this world, you got to do your ishtadlis, and it's basically according to the laws of nature, and that's, and, you know, and that's, you know, and says the Ramban, if you go with that attitude, ein chelek b'toyres Moshe Rabbeinu. That's fighting words. That the basic says is you have to believe that even in this world, there's no teva. It's such a stark. Everything is innate. Kulam nisim. Everything. You got a flat tire, it was a nace. You cut your finger, it was nace. You lost a quarter, it was a nace. You found the quarter nace, whatever. Ainam teva, minhagosho oilam. And it's not just the rabbim, either rabbim or the yochid. And what's it totally on? It's totally on your mitzvahs. I, schar mitzvah, I am aleka. Okay? But that's afal pikein. There's mitzvahs, there's schar in this world, there's peiris. There are many mitzvahs you get schar in this world. It's for many different things you get schar in this world. And it's totally on your mitzvahs, and it's totally on your aveiris. And the Ramban is saying that a person has to believe that everything in this world is, it's been like a shporach with hashkacha pratis. Okay. So that's, I don't think it's a shmuz hashkacha, you know, but it's an amazing Ramban that many, many people I think are missing, probably are self included, to knock in our head this yisoid that we have to go ahead and have this belief that everything that happens in life in this world is hashkacha pratis, is a nes, and it's not because of stam, because of the law of nature. There's no teva. As we say, ein b'hem teva, minhag sho'olam. There's no such thing by Klal Yisrael. Everything is a nes, as we says. Shkulam nisim, amen teva min hagosh oidam. And if you don't believe that, there's a chisarin in our basic religion. And the way, according to the, if you tie with the beginning of the piece, what the Ramban is saying, that the way to feel that is by doing the other mitzvahs, you know, tefillin, you know, anything with joy, zecher, sias, mitzrayim. And even, obviously, the more we stop to think about what we're doing, the more have hashpa. So when we put on tefillin, we put up a mezuzah, when we say in Kriya Shema, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we go ahead and talk to our lady about davening out loud, whatever we do a mitzvah, we should realize that this mitzvah is a statement of emuna, is a statement of this Yisrael Adas. So the more we realize that, the more we focus on it, obviously the more it would be mashpi on us and we'll feel it, and then we'll be able to be in this madrega that will be having a chelek b'tayrus Moshe Rabbeinu.